Sammy Baugh, only 36 years old and with 15 pieces of full competition behind him, gives no signs of nearing the end of his amazing career.
This is Harry Hoag Football, the original Redskins fans podcast. On today's show, we talk about the game between the Washington Redskins and the Los Angeles Rams. And the benching of Sam Howell. This and much, much more live with Aaron and John. Yo, what's up, John?
Yo, what's up?
Excellent!
Welcome, everybody. Harry Hoag Football, episode number 559, in which we get to discuss...
500 and what?
We can do it.
Harry's got COVID.
596. Did I say 559?
So yeah, I was like, we already did the London Fletcher episode. I don't even know who 96 was.
Cornelius.
James Smith, William Smith.
Cornelius. It.
Well, you know who it's not? Cameron freaking Cheeseman. Cut!
Was he number 96?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. It doesn't matter. Dude,
he got cut 2.5 years late than he should have been. Just like everything Ron does.
Dude, the reason why I said 559 is because over in Discord, for some reason, the window shows up backwards. And I was trying to read it backwards, and it's 596, but for some reason, I don't know, it screwed with my mind.
But in any event, you could probably go to Cameron's.com and get yourself a discounted Cameron Cheeseman jersey.
Is he any good?
Is this kind of good? I got you a Cheeseman jersey. They're really cheap.
Well, you know what? I was thinking today, you know, we have to talk about the cutting of him, but today I was thinking, are we going to have to change?
I'm done with that already.
No, I'm not done with it. I have to talk about it some more. But, you know, we have the Cheeseman trophy as our Fantasy Football League, Harry Hoag Football, Football League champion trophy. It's called the Cheeseman trophy. And I was like, do we have to change that now? And I'm like, no, it's fitting that he is the trophy for our team. Dude, we're talking about this some more because Ron and Marty...
and the Martys.
...used a sixth-round pick on Cheeseman.
We traded up to get him.
Yeah.
We traded up to get him in the sixth round.
I heard this on Al Galdi today. You know who was picked right after him? Right after we picked...
Who?
I don't know his name, but he's a starting offensive lineman for the Chiefs, and he's played like 50 consecutive games. A starting offensive lineman, not for like us or the Patriots or the Jets or the any name another crappy team, for the Chiefs.
Right.
We traded up and got a long snapper who you can just get off the streets because there's hundreds of them trying to get jobs.
We could probably bring back the red snapper. Apparently, brought some dude in today named Addington.
Addington Bear.
Addington Bear.
That's what I'm calling him. Where is he from?
I mean, what do you think? Like Joey Sly and Tressway. Like they're just hanging out with Cheeseman all the time, and then like when he goes away, the two of them are just like, man, the guy sucks, man.
Dude, all I know is that Tressway almost got injured because of Cheeseman. And you know that Tressway's feeling bad because he's like, oh, crap, I got Cheese fired today. But you know what? Dude sucked.
He should never have been drafted. Who drafts a long snapper? Long snapper! They have one job!
Well, here's the worst thing that shows how crappy Ron is. If you're going to draft a long snapper with your six-round pick when you can easily have got the guy in free agency, the same exact dude, if you're going to draft him, you better make sure that he's a good long snapper.
You have to make sure he's at least okay.
I know. You don't trade up to get someone you could have got later for free, and then he sucks. Well, what you? That just shows their talent. Ability. It sucks.
This is the Cheese Man debacle is pretty much encapsulating the entire Ron Rivera tenure. Ron Rivera error. The team is worse than we were when he got here.
Mm-hmm.
We know all the other stuff, but the last thing he traded up to get him because he really wanted this guy to be the long snapper. And you guys saw, like, we know his snaps were not good already, and then he just started like skidding him along the ice like he's skipping a rock or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man! And so that.
How, dude, you have one freaking
three games,
job.
Three games.
Hold on.
Three games. We have three games, and the season's over.
We joked Moses all the time.
Oh, yeah, one job Moses.
Cheeseman literally had one job.
One job.
You bend over, and you throw a ball back between your legs about 7 yards. That's all you do. Every time.
And did you notice that when Tressway got hit, the person that he beat on that play was Cheeseman?
Oh my god!
So not only was he snapping the ball skipping a rock along like a lake,
dude.
And then he just Olay'd the guy right towards Tressway.
And the announcer said something like, he's worried about these guys over here instead of focusing on his job. And then the guys over there aren't even the ones that came in. It was the other dude.
X Factor, I see his chat from our YouTube page. It just disappeared. But he was saying that...
I can make it come back. Hold on. I got this secret thing here.
Well, I've never remembered how to use it. After the game, and Cheese Man was just like, I forget what it was, but he's like, dude, I've stuck. I would not at all be surprised if I get fired because I've been bad.
He said most places I would have been gone long ago. In other That's words, right. like yeah, these dudes are so bad, they won't even cut me because they're idiots. And they're like,
that dude's made we're cutting much you. Money. That dude's going to end up opening like a dentistry because apparently he went to school for dentistry. And he's made like a couple million dollars.
So he's got enough to start his business, his dentistry business.
Yeah, really.
Oh my gosh. I kind of feel bad for the guy, but dude, it just shows how inept Ron is. There's so many things that show like how bad he is. And he never knows when to like just cut the what's it called? Cut the dead weight and go. No, you know what I mean? He like waits too long. It's like whenever I'm watching baseball and I'm always like, that pitcher's done. You need to take him out. And the managers 9 times out of 10 leave him in too long, like 2 batters, and then they end up giving up a home run or something. Ron is like that, but he should have taken him out in the first inning and dude's still in there in the 9th. That's how bad he is.
He drafted the guy.
He traded up.
Traded up to draft this guy.
Who trades up to get along in the history of the NFL draft? Has anyone ever traded up to get a long snapper other than us?
Hey, give him a seventh. Guys, give him a 7th round pick and we'll swap our 6th so we can get this Cheese Man guy. He's really good.
And they're like, wait. What?
Who?
Are you serious, dude? Oh, my goodness. So,
yeah.
Are we done talking about the Cheeseman? Good luck to the Cheeseman. We've spent 9 minutes talking about the Cheeseman, but we're keeping the trophy as the Cheeseman because it's just so fitting for this team. Until we turn it around and like do something good, it's the Cheeseman trophy. Plus, I don't want to redesign it. Speaking of, anyone in the league that hasn't turned in their $5 for the to go towards the trophy and towards the winner, You're cut. You need to send it in immediately, or you're out of the playoffs. X Factor will kick you out of the playoffs and put me in your stead.
As I got Ken, Ken paid? Like, does he pay in like Canadian dollars?
He's got to pay American, dude. And I already got beat. I'm out of the toilet bowl half already. I didn't even make it through the first round of that, thanks to Jalen Hurts sucking.
Oh man,
dude, that sounded like Josh.
Oh man.
Oh man. Well.
Oh man.
I was looking through the rosters of the NFL teams, AFC and NFC, looking to see where we are. We are currently in the fourth pick. We're the only team in both leagues that is 4-10. Carolina Panthers are 2-12 because they won. Arizona Cardinals are only one game behind us, and we beat them. And in the AFC, the only team that we – the only team that's in front of us are the New England freaking Patriots, who we beat them. Like, Ron can't even, like, tank right.
You are a loser, sir.
Man. I cannot. 3.5 weeks, man. 3.5 weeks. But at least, well, the kind of good and kind of bad news is that the Jets are out of the playoffs now. So Aaron Rodgers, who was coming back this weekend against us, is now just like he's quitting for the year. I'm not coming back then.
Kenny Ken is driving back from his kid's Christmas concert. Entertain me. He wants us to... let me entertain you. No, Kenny Ken has to pay in American dollars.
I wonder what the exchange rate is on that.
I don't know. I just remember being a kid, and I'd look at the back of like a book that I was reading, and they had the American and the Canadian price on there, and I was like, why is everything so much more expensive in Canada?
It was like $1.20 when we were like 8 back in the 80s, 100,000 years ago. So anyway, the Patriots are one game behind us. They're the only team in the AFC that's behind us. But if they win again, we're going to have the same record, and I don't know how the tie factor goes in that, but we'll see.
I think we're going to be possible. Above them because we beat them, aren't we?
Yeah, but it's also strength of schedule is stronger than beating your opponents. I have no idea why, but it is.
it doesn't make sense. I mean, it kind of makes sense, I guess, but not really.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense if
I would think head-to-head would be first, though.
You'd think so, yeah. You would think so.
Maybe I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anyone that listens to this podcast that would not agree that at this point it's most advantageous for us to lose all the rest of the games and no one gets injured and we play close so that we're not blown out and boat raced every week. And they at least make it interesting for me to watch because I'm going to watch it anyway because I'm a idiot. I don't know. I'm watching these idiots, games man. Like, why am I even watching it? I don't even want my favorite team to win. And I don't want them to lose. So it's like this purgatory where you're just watching. Like, you don't know what... You're just watching. It's like we might as well just be watching, I don't know, a television show that you don't care about. It's the one in the background because you don't know how to feel.
Dancing with the Stars. American Idol. I had to watch a little bit of the first season of American Idol because I was at someone's house.
The Masked
Singer. And everyone was watching it. And I was like,
dudes,
what is this?
Whose house were you at? You weren't at my house. I can tell you that.
I don't know whose
house you were at.
It had to have been people.
Okay.
Well, Roberta's job.
I would not.
And you know, some people really like American Idol and the masked.
Why are we singer. Even talking about this?
That's a good point. Let's talk about how Sam Howell got benched.
Okay, this is going to open up a can of worms because there was a firestorm over the last few days in the chat room between, led by the outcast known as Kenny Ken from Canada and his crew of people, including Firefly from Scotland. It was like a multinational.
It was the Commonwealth countries. It was the Commonwealth countries, you know, getting behind each other.
Dude.
Making sure everybody's okay.
Anyway, so as you know, and I wasn't even expecting this, to tell you the truth, somewhere around what, the third quarter, end of the third, middle of the third?
Right around the end. There's Kenny.
So Hal was benched, and you know, Jacoby Brissett came in and he basically lit it up. Let's face it.
He did. He was against, I mean, he kept throwing against the same defensive back who is not good on that team.
Dude, he
which
hit.
I get, and they were in like a little bit of a prevent as well. I get that it was a little bit different, but he came in and he brought a spark to that team. It would have been even more of a spark if Terry McLaurin had gone in on that huge catch and we didn't have to spend seven plays trying to move the ball 1 yard into the end zone half the time we had left.
We'll talk about that next. Let's focus on the quarterback change first. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. So but he came in and Terry McLaurin, dude, had 6 for 141.
Yeah. It's like Sam Howell forgot how to, like, find open receivers suddenly. And I don't know about you guys, but I thought that Sam Howell should have gotten sat down and benched, like, 3 games ago and let him do that. Because I think that's with a lot of people. You sit them down, let them watch a quarter or a half or whatever, and then they come back the next week, and they're usually better about it. And as usual, I thought Ron Rivera went way too long to do that. What game was this, the 14th game of the season? He should have done, like, 10 or 11 games. So
I'm trying to fix the audio on Discord, so keep talking.
Watermelon, 1, 2, 3.
Just talk about something, that's all. I mean, you don't know.
Yeah. So Jacoby Brissett came in, and Jacoby Brissett's a pretty big quarterback too. He's like a linebacker sized quarterback, and I mean, he lit it up. He's probably the best backup in the league, unless you're talking about Taylor Heinicke, who's starting next week for the Falcons again.
Yep.
And
I think I fixed it. I think you're good.
Sweet. So we'll have to see. Who knows if Ron's going to put him back in for this weekend against the Jets. I mean, the whole reason, like you were saying earlier, we're talking about, like, watching these games where the team sucks. You don't even really want to win because you want to get a good draft pick. You don't want to fall back to, like, 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much going on with it right now.
They're talking about how the podcast does not work without you, because they couldn't hear you because I had somehow only my mic going through. But anyway,
yeah, I thought he should have been benched like 3 games ago and given like a half a game or whatever to see, and then come back the next weekend. Because sometimes you just, it's good to get in there and do it, but sometimes you need to, like, step back and see the big picture and see what's going on from a different angle. And I think a lot of young people who ended up being really good, if not Hall of Famers, have been through that, especially the quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's interesting because at the beginning of the season, a lot of us agreed with, well, we'd like to see him play the whole season no matter what,
no matter how
he looks. And then Brissett comes in and looked really, really good, like, supercharged the team. And then, some people are now like Kenny Ken, like, Hal sucks. Let's get the quarterback in the draft. Other people, like X-Factor 357, are like, no, let's stay with him and see what we got going on. I'm still in the camp that we should see what Sam Howell could do, but I got to say, Jacoby Brissett coming in and lighting it up intrigued me a little bit and pushed me back towards the fence on the whole quarterback thing.
I think after this weekend, the quarterback thing should be a lot clearer because we'll see who's going to start.
Howell is what he said, but you never know with Ron. He can change his mind every day.
Guys, I said Brissett, okay?
But then Taylor Heinicke called me up from Atlanta and said, you should
see. Yeah, Desmond Ridder, by the way, he might be done in Atlanta because, I mean, this is the second time he's been benched this year.
Oh, I didn't know that he got benched again.
He did. And that's why Heinicke's starting this weekend.
Ooh.
Heinicke?
Maybe I'll watch some of that game. But anyway,
we're gonna be stuck against the Jets, who have no quarterback, against us, who may or may not have a quarterback. Who knows? But I mean, like you said, it was a little bit intriguing because he came in and he was right there. I mean, he scored two touchdowns. But man, that whole section where we took seven plays to score from the 1 yard line and ate up half the time that we were in there for the last thing. It was like, we need to score because we need another score.
Oh, that was ridiculous, dude. Before the 2 minute warning, we should have had three plays before the 2 minute warning, and they let the clock run down. I'm like, get up there and throw a pass. Just stop the clock. Like, we still have to score
down,
again.
Like, two touchdowns. Let's freaking go.
I know Kenny Can didn't want us to score, and we didn't either. This is my confliction. Like, I didn't want us to win, but still, I'm going, hurry up. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? It's not rocket science on these plays.
It's not. It's really not.
It was like
Maybe Ron took a game off and like watched it from the sideline or from the stands and then came back. Maybe he would have a fresher take on everything.
I think we should
bring in Kadmer Cheeseman. He's really good now.
He got better. Well, remember he thought about cutting him a while back ago, but then he didn't pull the trigger. He doesn't pull the trigger on things until it's way too late. Or he'll pull the trigger on things that don't make sense.
Like just Dustin Hopkins, who got fired from here and is now kicking very well in Cleveland.
Buildings. I don't know, man. He sucks.
And, dude, the reason he cut Dustin Hopkins was because he was missing kicks because Cameron Cheeseman's snaps weren't that good. And you go back and look at it. But yet, instead of getting rid of his kicker, he decided to keep his long snapper for another year and a half, almost 2 years.
Cameron, because he drafted him, dude.
He sure did. Ugh.
Anyway, Kenny Ken really wants us to draft a quarterback. What did he say? Howell looks like a confused little kid out there. Kenny Cardenas, a.k.a. Kenny Ken.
He's tired of getting hit. I get it. He's tired of getting hit. I mean, it's... Again, we're going to see this weekend if he starts, like supposedly he will, and he plays really well from having a quarter off where he can observe and what's going on. I think that's a X Factor 357 just said, I want to be on the record. I was for keeping Hopkins for that exact reason.
Question, though.
The team is worse than when Ron got here.
We know this, but I have a question about this game. How many catches did... McLaurin have before he started being like Brissett's best pal there in that fourth quarter? Because it was like the week before he caught zero catches and was all classy about it. And then he comes in and Brissett just starts lighting this dude up. 141 yards.
Yeah. Again, I think that's part of the problem that Sam Howell was having. He couldn't find his open receivers.
Yeah.
Did Jahan Dotson actually caught a pass? I don't remember him being in the game at all.
He caught one for 12.
He did. I don't remember it. It's the only target he had all day, too.
I don't really remember it either, but, you know, like I said, I was not very invested in the game because I watched it, but Samuel caught that touchdown, the other touchdown, and McLaurin almost had two. Wait, Samuel had two touchdowns, dude. And McLaurin almost had two.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, he would have had one that Samuel didn't. So hold on. My math is fleeting here. The reason why Samuel had one is the second one because McLaurin was down at the one. Okay.
Right. As soon as that happened, too, I was like, dang, he didn't make it in the end zone. I knew, and not just this year, and even before Ron Rivera was here, this team just
can't score from the one.
It's like 1991 was heavy jumbo where we had Gerald Riggs who would come in, and if you needed 1 yard, he would get you 1 yard with authority. And he scored like 12 touchdowns that year just for coming in doing the heavy jumbo at the goal line. We are so far from that and haven't had that in so long. And I'm just sitting there watching Eric Bieniemy just like doing these stupid plays over and over again. I'm like, you want to have the quarterback drop back, or you want to have him like roll out of the pocket or something like that? Because we sure as heck can't run it against anybody. Did you notice Nick Gates was in for half the game?
Dude, and this...
Hang your head with me.
This goes to the camp that wants the offensive lineman in the draft. This is argument for that. We can't run we can't run the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you see dudes on other teams, and they're like, I'll watch other games and be like, look at these gaping holes these dudes are running through. We haven't we haven't seen one play like that in Washington in years. It's been years since we've seen like just people run off tackle and there's like no one within 3 feet of them. Yeah. Our yards are like some dude gets hit at the line of scrimmage, like B-Rob, and fights for 2 or 3 yards after the hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. The offensive line is not good. Someone said in the Discord room that we were like 18th or something on pass blocking. I don't know what we are on run blocking, dude, but it can't. It's got to be lower.
If this is PFF rankings again, I poo on all of this PFF rankings. I think they're all crap. I watched the game. They don't look like the 18th best pass protecting play. Like most of our pass, like good pass plays, are in garbage time and other games where we're getting blown out. 18th, my butt.
Like Brissette.
PFF.
Don't get John going on PFF, BR, anything with an initial.
Dude, use your eyeballs, people. Just watch. Ugh. In any event.
Anyway, man, so you're still in the camp for the offensive lineman. I'm taking it on the poll.
If we can get a Trent Williams at pick 4 and not screw him up like we did the last Trent Williams, I mean, if we can get a Hall of Fame guy, Russ Grimm, yeah, I want that guy. I want that guy 4th. I do not want crybaby Caleb Williams, who was sobbing in his mother's lap because the team lost 5 games. That guy, I don't want anything to do with that guy. Maybe there's other guys that might be intriguing. But I am not. I am 0% letting go of Hal. I'm 100% behind him. And I want to see what he does for the next 3 games.
Kenny's trying to stir you up, dude. He's calling it. Washington sends the 4th overall pick, 2025 first and third round picks to Chicago for the number 1 pick and takes Caleb Williams.
I have to stop right now. You have to have at least 2 first-round picks in that.
He does have two.
At least 2.
He has the 4th round, our 4th overall this year, and 2025 first-round pick, and third-round pick.
And that's not enough.
Well, it could be if Chicago doesn't want a quarterback. Because remember, they have the 4th pick or the 5th pick already.
Have
they have
you
another
seen
one.
Justin Fields?
He's getting crushed, though. I saw him get crushed all last year. You know why? Because he doesn't have an offensive line.
He doesn't have an offensive line. Yeah, and he can't throw the ball. Except against our awful defense, he just picked. He had one good receiver, and he just kept throwing the ball to him over the top.
Well, as Kenny Ken said it,
season, man.
I'll agree with Kenny Ken on one thing on Caleb Williams. I promised Kenny Ken that I was going to watch the footage before the game, and I did not, so I apologize for that. But I will agree with you on one thing about Caleb Williams. He is a baller. I thought it was good.
Wife Bent just put in here, he is in the left tackle camp, man, as far as well as I am. It's like, do we want Fashanu or Jen Alt? Shanu or Jen Alt. That dude is, I don't know what his first name is, but he's Jen Alt. she's one of the best football players I remember from high school.
All I can say to YFent is I haven't done my scouting on these two guys, but I believe right now the consensus is the how do you say his name? Fashanu is the best tackle in the draft, but I haven't watched. What to watch?
I have not watched enough of them yet.
I am going to watch. I promise you guys that during this holiday week, between now and our next podcast, I'm going to watch all the hype vids that they put on YouTube of these players. Caleb Williams, Fashanu, Joe Alt. And
you can watch them on ESPN every day. What you need to see with these guys is non-hype videos. What do they do when they're like, you know, when someone comes to them and crushes them? What do they do in the next play?
Well, we know what Williams does.
Everybody gets hyped. Cameron Cheeseman had a hype video.
Dude, we know what Williams does when that happens, because it was on ESPN also. X Factor 357 is throwing a curveball out.
Yeah,
if we were in the top three, should we take Harrison Jr.? Now, I would love O-line too, but wouldn't it be made as long as we don't pass on Harrison Jr. to take one? He's saying, would you take Harrison over an offensive lineman? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. I don't know.
I hear this Marvin Harrison Jr. dude is like a generational guy, but I don't know if we have the luxury of taking a receiver at this point.
It's getting to the point where people are making a generational. This guy's a generational talent. Caleb Williams is a generational talent. This guy last year was like they're coming up with it every year. It's like, no, they're not generational talent. Joe Montana, when he came out of Notre Dame, was generational talent.
Yeah.
You know. I've been hearing that so much the last couple of years. Everyone is using it like as a buzzword, like on ESPN and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like people are using it too much. And I mean, generational talent is literally like first class Hall of Famers.
Trent Williams.
Starting Trent Williams, people that are in there and just going through everything. Going to Joe Thomas, like I talked about recently.
Yep.
Chase Young.
Cabeza? How do you say this? Well, anyway, Cabeza. Rebecca, welcome to the YouTube chat room.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Has a good question in here. Do you think there is a disagreement on what quarterback should be starting in the next game between EB and Ron Rivera? I bet there is.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think EB sees this as his chance to move to a head coaching role, and it's not going so well with Sam Howell. And when Brissett came in there, he got a little excited. However, I'll also say this. I was like, so maybe Brissett comes in and I'm like, whoa, well, maybe Howell is the issue and EB's, you know, offense is supercharged. But then he did that whole series with the 2.5 minutes left and
it seven just plays sucked. for 1 yard line, man. The 1 yard line. Can't for years and years we can't push it in for the 1 yard line, so you had to get creative. Seven plays.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to be a fly in the wall, though, in EB and Ron Rivera's meetings, where Ron Rivera is sitting there with his arms crossed and his mouth half agape, and EB is saying something about, at the end of the day, we got to give us the best chance to win at the end of the day. So who are you? You're playing Ron Rivera right now? Here, let me play EB.
Goes.
Now, Ron, at the end of the day, we got to put in... The quarterback is going to run my offense. Give us a chance to win. Take these fellas to victory. That's what Hold we on. Need, Rob.
I'll be right back.
Oh, discuss. John's going to somewhere, so I'm going to discuss. Yeah, so anyway, I don't know. I don't know if they're in agreement or not, but... It was interesting little wrinkle to throw Brissett in there. And I also wonder if we go into this game and we're getting beat, which we probably will, but I don't know, without them having Aaron Rodgers back like he was going to be, it could be a close game. We could be rooting for our own team to lose at the end of this one. But my point is that if the quarterback, Howell, starts sucking really badly again, will they bring Brissett back in? And if they do, and Brissett lights it up like he did this week, what do you see happening as far as the quarterback draft controversy with all the people saying, should we or should we not take a quarterback, if the same thing happens 2 weeks in a row? What do you guys think? I would be moving more towards the quarterback side of the fence, even though I'm still on the less sexy offensive lineman pick. But I don't know. I was just saying to these guys, what do you think would happen, dude? What do you think the situation would be is if we, it's like last week and Howell's sucking against the Jets, and then we bring in Brissett and he lights it up again. Then what are we going to be looking at for this whole quarterback thing? I was like, I might be sliding slightly more to the quarterback thing if that happens, but I still think we need the offensive line.
I would be more intrigued by that. I mean, when he threw his third pick six in as many games, that really should have been before that he got pulled, but that should have been when he got pulled. Did you remember earlier in this game, this last game, there was something and like a linebacker from the other team just slipped right through the line and made a play, like knocking the ball down. Mm-hmm. And it was like that dude that got the pick six, he just like slipped right through the line and grabbed it. Like they knew exactly where he was going to throw it. And this last weekend, they did it again. Like they know exactly what's going on. They know the counts. They know where the people are going.
So it's, is that Sam Howell or is that EB?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Are they doing it? I mean, I don't know. Is it good scouting? YFent says, when Kenny Kidd and those guys were talking about quarterbacks, have you watched Leno all year? Leno was actually not horrible until, I've mentioned this to you this weekend, ever since he had that tragic death of his newborn child, he hasn't been close to the same.
Yeah. Although, I mean, he wasn't great before that, though.
He wasn't, but he was better than he is now.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the same could be said with a lot of the team, a lot of the guys on the team.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you know who I thought we were going to see a lot of and we didn't see at all? Mayo. We saw Kalik Hudson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Cody Barton. But, yeah, Mayo was not in there.
And you know who had a decent game from what I could see? Quan Martin.
Quan Martin did have a good... It seemed like he was...
Stay on the positive.
I guess the ball was going towards him a lot, but he was actually doing a lot. I don't know. He had his best game for the Commanders so far in this game.
I'm trying to look at his...
bright spots.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at his stats.
Bright spots before the fourth quarter.
I thought he had a good game. He's not even showing up on the stat list. Oh, there he is. Sorry, I forgot his name's not actually Quan.
It's not really Quan.
It's Jartavius. Yeah, he had Quan had 10 tackles, 7 of them solos, and 1 was a sack.
That's a busy day, man.
Yeah, and
I mean, are you gonna send Forbes in on a sack,
dude? I heard on Al Galdi that Forbes was in on only 6 plays this whole game.
Wow!
Because you saw him at one point. You were like, I saw him. That was like,
yeah. It was like right after you started talking, you were like, Quan is all over the place. So I was like, he really is. And you were like, I haven't seen Forbes at all. And you thought he was out. And I was like, oh, he's in right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, 6 plays.
I mean, Quan was looking promising there. So that was at least one bright point in this game. It was also really refreshing that Aaron Donald didn't have any sacks. But,
I mean, like watching the game, the Rams were just kind of hanging out. Like if we didn't put Jacoby Brissett in, they would have just like cruised on to the end of the game. They're up by 3 touchdowns, and they put him in, and it was like Luke Longley coming into the 80s to Cowboys Redskins NFC Championship game after we made the quarterback cry. The first quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys was Danny White. Yeah, after we made him cry. And they put in Luke Longley, and he actually ended up throwing for 2 touchdowns. It was not enough to beat us, obviously, but he came in to score 2 touchdowns because we weren't used to the backup guy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, that could have some. That happens a ton all over the league. Yeah. A backup guy comes in; he might have a different play style. They weren't scouting it, you know.
Right.
And he plays well for a week. You never know. Remember way back, I don't know why this popped into my mind, but wasn't it that dude Jeff Rutledge came in and lit it up for us? Was that against the Lions?
Dude, yeah. I saw that game at Hard Rock Cafe in D.C. with my family. And I remember watching it because it was at the time, it was like the biggest comeback ever.
Yeah. I remember like freaking out. I don't remember any of the details, just that those were days when we actually did good things on our team.
you always knew that we had a chance.
Yeah.
And right now, 3 more games, man. 3
games. And then what's the new name going to be, y'all? We got to start getting that momentum going because no one's been talking about it really.
The hog. It's because we suck so bad. But I mean, you know, it can be the Hogs. It can be the Wolves.
It can be whatever. As long as Dan Snyder doesn't come up with it, I don't care.
Do you think he will change the name? I'm starting to wonder about that.
I think he will.
I hope so. New name, the Major Teddies. And they need to fix Major Tutty's arms, man. They look weird.
Dude, Major Tutty is about to get kicked out when we get our new name. Or maybe they'll keep him and just like give him a new uniform and a new shirt.
And a new arms. And new puffy arms.
And then they'll take away like his like military helmet because it's not going to be the Commanders. It's going to just be a Hog. So they just take it off.
Unless it becomes like Warthogs.
The Washington Red. That would
Washington
actually
Red.
That'd be kind of cool.
The Washington Red.
Yeah, forget cutting the whole name. Why didn't we just shorten it to Red? The Washington Red. That's it.
It would be like the Ottawa Red Blacks of the Canadian Football League.
It's like,
isn't that the name, the Ottawa Red Blacks?
I think so. What's your favorite team? The Washington Red Skins. I'm a huge Washington Redskins fan.
Skins.
Skins. Skins.
Skins.
Skins.
Skins. Skins.
Washington Redskins. The original Washington Redskins podcast. Mm-hmm. Man, Wyfant's cracking me up with that. I'm putting that up here on the thing here. There. Skins.
Man, you know, going back to what people have been saying, and this is something that you and I have talked about so many times over the years, is that your team is built with the offensive line and the defensive line. That's where you need to start the team, and then you spread it out from there. Mm-hmm. It's very possible you can do that and never get a quarterback, but it's also possible you can do that and get a great quarterback. So,
I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is we've got three more games. and then we get to see January 8th, Black Monday, and all those guys getting fired. Cut!
I'm also kind of glad that I know there's probably people out there that really want this job in Washington. I wouldn't want to make the decision like, do we go with Al? Do we get a quarterback? Do we get a lineman? I'd be like, oh, dude, what should we do?
It's possible the GM comes in and names coach, and they're just like, we're not sold on Hal. But mm-hmm. One of the things about Hal that I've really liked is a lot of coaches not from our team talk about him in positive terms and not like just run in the mouth, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he's a good quarterback, blah, 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 blah.
Because they said that about Wentz. Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, everyone said, oh, yeah, he's a good quarterback. We almost saw Carson Wentz come in that game for the Rams. If we hadn't had that comeback, they might have put him in.
That would have been awesome.
Oh, man. I almost wanted to see that. Almost. So,
no, because he would have lit it up against us, and that would have just made us angry.
Yeah, exactly. And like the three people out there are just like, Carson Wentz is really good. I don't know why we got rid of it. We'd be like, we told you. We told you.
Dude, I don't think there's any of those people. There's no one that says that except for him and his wife.
EB from the Junkies.
He loves him some Wentz.
Big Carson Wentz fan.
Really?
Like to the point where the other guys are like, can you stop talking about him? He hasn't even been on the team.
Oh, yeah. Like, he sucked. I don't know, dude. It sucked. I want.
Yeah.
In some way, you know how I always say that we should take at least one quarterback in every draft until we have our guy, not necessarily in the first round. But yeah, if we're sitting there at pick 4 and one of these top two guys drops to my lap, I might be like, do I take my quarterback here? What linemen are available in the second round? You know, I don't know.
Is this quarterback going to be Peyton Manning, or is this quarterback going to be Akili Smith?
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell tried to get back in the NFL, and he wrote out like a resume of what he did in football and went to like I think it was at the scouting combine or something. And he went and he like gave a bunch of GMs like his resume, like, hi, Jamarcus Russell. Here's my resume. I used to play in the NFL. If you could check it over, and if you want to give me a chance, you know, blah 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 blah. Like,
dude, we know who you are. What are you talking about?
Like, it's like he was trying to apply for middle management at like an office.
I'm a former first draft pick in the NFL, and it didn't quite work out, but I've got my stuff back together now.
He was the last of like $40 to $50 million like draft guys. The last where
oh they before they put the was, thing in the
hit yeah the like basically the rates for all those guys. He was like the last one.
Remember, man, how bad it sucked with those dudes too. That was actually a good thing they put in that whole rookie structure, because remember people would hold out forever and like, I'm not signing until the number 11 pick signs because I got to get more than him.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really, really rare occurrence nowadays.
Yeah.
And it's good. It seems like it was a good thing. Because, I mean, who wants to give $40 million to Akili Smith or Jamarcus Russell?
I don't know, but I have not changed my thoughts on taking a quarterback somewhere in every draft until we get our guy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100% on that.
So, I don't know. We'll have plenty more time to talk about this between the long off season between now and April. But We have to give out our games and kicks, and then we got to round this thing out and say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Ho, ho, ho. And I got to feed my dog.
My dog.
My dog.
We are the Washington Redskins. All right.
All right. Let's see. Let's go with the game balls to start.
And now, the coveted and ever elusive Game Ball Award.
Game Ball Award, as usual, brought to you by our friends over at Dick's Pitch. Dick's Pitch for the receivers. Gloves.
Make sure you re-dip at the half.
Re-dip at the half. Dick's Pitch. Why, Fant, you can't be jumping the gun. You can't give out yours before we give out ours. It's an unwritten rule.
It's an unwritten rule.
Come on, dude.
Well, mine is going to go to Jacoby Brissett, because he just stood it. He came in that game and started doing exactly what he did when he was in Cleveland, which was giving them a chance to win every game. So good for him. Threw two touchdowns, 7 plays from the 1 yard line. Just wanted me to rip. Made me want to rip my hair out, but it's not his fault. That's on the coaching and the fact that our offensive line is horrible again and again and again. But mine's going to Jacoby Brissett, and we'll see who's going to start this weekend or who's going to finish.
We're going to see who's going to finish. Well, since YFint stole mine.
who'd he put up for yours? Terry?
Since he stole Terry McLaurin, who lit it up as usual, probably my favorite player on the team. But anyway, since he stole 17. Mine, I'm going to give mine to Quan Martin for having a good game.
Yeah.
I was impressed. I was impressed with him. And we don't really get that good of play from our rookies recently. So it was nice to see him have a strong game. So that's who's getting mine, Quan Martin. YFN is giving his to Terry, as we've already mentioned. Terry, again, had 142 yards on 141 yards on 6 receptions.
6 receptions, man.
The long of 48. X Factor.
I wish it was 49. I wish that was 49, man.
If it was 49, it would, we might have had time to come back and win, and then we'd be talking about our 10th draft pick.
Then we'd really be talking about a quarterback challenge then.
Game ball is going to Terry, X Factor 357, okay? Anyone else? Chen in Nova Scotia is typing furiously right now. He's over in the live podcast room in Discord. And we'll take this time to tell you guys, if you want to join our little community over here in Discord, you could do that by going to tinyurl.com/HarryHF, and that will give you the invite to the Discord room where people talk about this stuff and debate it in a unusually friendly manner. In this day,
all Redskins fans, in there.
Also, you can give us a call on the hog line 202-735-1788 and leave us a message if you're an introvert. Don't worry, we won't pick up the phone and talk to you. You can just rant or whatever. All right, so we've got some more coming in from dudes in the chat room. Chen in Nova Scotia is giving his game ball to Riverboat Ron. Okay. Care to expound? Is that the word? Expound on that? I don't know.
I think he might be joking.
I think so too.
For not playing Mayo or email nourished. Hey, there you go. All right. Fair enough. Because, I mean, like we said earlier, man, we thought it was going to be a Mayo like day. It was going to be like a Mayo session on Sunday.
Yeah.
Seeing him just get burnt over and over again like Cody Barton was.
Who else is in here? Am I missing anyone?
That's an interesting pick. It's a good pick.
Brandon, who's this dude? Am I missing something?
Brandon Wait. Boyer Randall,
is he on our team?
I don't know who this guy is.
I don't know who it is either. Wi-Fi, you're over our heads. If this is some kind of inside joke, I'm just missing it. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we signed that dude this week, and he like kicked butt for us, and we just missed it. You gotta explain, dudes. We're fragile. We're old. Come on. Anyone else giving theirs? No one. Okay. Then you know what that means. It's time for, dude.
It's time.
It's time for this week's Kicking the Balls Award.
The Kicking the Balls Award, as usual, is brought to you by Riddipoo. For all the doo-doo that you do, there's Riddipoo available at... It's available at True Value, Taylor's Do It, Limeberry Lumber, and other fine local hardware stores. Riddipoo. Safe for every septic system. All right, so the Kicking the Balls Award... For me, I'm going to go ahead and give out my kick.
Yeah, pardon me for a second. My dog was throwing up.
Do you need to go deal with that?
Nah, she's good.
All right.
She's good. She's good.
She's probably throwing up because she saw how bad our team is. And she's sick of it.
She gets treats every time we score, like touchdowns, field goals. So,
she hasn't been getting very many.
At the end of that game, though.
That's how she's able to keep her trim, girlish figure, is by being a fan of this team.
Yeah, really.
I'm giving my Kick in the Balls Award to EB for whatever that 2.5 minute thing was at the end of the game there. Because we had 7, maybe even 8 plays. Was it 8 plays we had or 7?
I thought it was 7, but maybe 7. It was 8.
7 plays from inside the from starting at the 1 yard line, and then we went backwards, and we finally got it, I think, on 4th down.
then we finally got back to the 1 yard line
after penalties and things of that nature. So I'm giving mine to EB for that, although I could give mine to Hal for sucking, but it's going to EB anyway. All right, next, you're up, John.
Dude, you know who it's going to. Cameron Cheeseman. Cut! Ah!
I guess Tressway is okay. Is that? I haven't heard anything else. But man,
I haven't heard anything. The injury report comes out tomorrow.
I think he just got the wind knocked out of him. He's not used to getting crushed. He's just like a normal dude. He doesn't get hit all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, yeah, Cheeseman, we've already went on that for 10 minutes. We don't need to rehash.
Cut.
All right, who else? Who else is giving theirs? This is your time to chime in, YFent, Chen in Nova Scotia, X Factor 357. Terrell Burgess. Okay. Terrell Burgess is getting the kick.
Aaron. What? It's funny, in this episode, you did not mention once that if Tyler Larson left the game, that we would not win this game.
Because I didn't think it I didn't think it mattered if he was in there or not. All right, X Factor is chiming in. His is going to Ron and the coaching staff for starting a quarterback controversy for no reason. You know, the thought crossed my mind that What if the owner was like, hey, we want to see what Brissett can do here. Throw him in. Because we're evaluating EB's offense as much as we're evaluating our quarterback.
There's a whole lot of things on that. And I mean, there are like behind the scenes people who are already like have been at Redskins Park or Ashford or whatever for a while now. So we'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing the Jets this weekend. Aaron Rodgers is not starting. So we're going either against Zach Wilson or some other super scrub. And we may win this game.
No, we can't win it, dude. We've already established this. So we need to keep Howell in.
Who's our third quarterback? We just need to put in
we don't have one, do we?
Our tight end. We
Logan
do.
Thomas.
Our tight end. He's the
put man, in Logan that guy. Thomas. Put in Logan.
That's another guy that I don't think will be here next year.
He will not. He had a big penalty in this game. Knocked offensive pass interference in the end zone down there on that series.
He's done that. He's had a bad year.
Yeah. And I was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that should round it out, dude. We should let these guys go and start enjoying their Christmas break if they're off yet. Otherwise, hopefully soon they will be off for Christmas and the holidays. And do you have anything else before I hit the outro music?
Nope.
All right. Here it is. All right. I'd like to thank everyone that joined us this evening in the chat room and for all of you guys that listened during the week on the old-fashioned podcast method. That would be X-Factor 357, Chin in Nova Scotia, Y-Fent, Cabeca, Johnny Cassidy, Kenny Ken in Canada.
Firefly, Andrew.
People
all the guys have been commenting over the last couple of days on this debacle of the game again.
I'd also like
just got our hopes up enough.
I'd also like to thank everyone who wished me well during my COVID bout last week.
Yeah, man.
It was indeed COVID after three tests. I agree.
There's Rebecca.
I think
happy holidays, everybody.
It might be Cabeza. You need to tell us what it is. Doesn't Cabeza mean head in Spanish? Like, you're Cabeza. Maybe
I don't know.
Quebeca or Cabeza? Anyway, happy holidays to you guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you guys next week after the Jets.
After the Jets on Christmas Eve.
And you can say this week. If you see a Cowboys fan this week.
Yeah, you know what to do.
Joker! Bye-bye. It's Carl. It's Carl.
Carl.